What gives us comfort? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in lives. What gives you comfort? Definitely, if we know that we are lost in our sinful nature, that we cannot be good enough by ourselves, then it is good to know that Jesus intercedes for us. We cannot pass the judgment of God by ourselves. We are never good enough. But Jesus, who sacrificed himself, he also intercedes for us. He wants to help us. He wants to save us. And he already has won the victory, because he went to the cross to suffer for us. Okay, one might say it is because of the people by that time. They nailed him to the cross, or because of the crowds, or because of the Roman officers, whatever. But the deeper root is because of our sin, what we have done wrong. In order to save us, in the great love of God, who wants to bring us into his kingdom, who wants to help us, who wants to let us join his rest. That is why he sacrificed himself. And with the same pain that he suffered and that he sacrificed himself, he also intercedes for us and wants to help us. And that can be the great comfort for us. Hebrews 5, verse 7, in his life on earth, Jesus made his prayers and requests with loud cries and tears to God, who could save him from death. Because he was humble and devoted, God heard him. Lord, we thank you for your great love and for all that you have done. We praise you. You have won the victory. You have created the earth, and you have also won the victory on the cross. You have sacrificed and suffered for our salvation, to rescue us, and you want to help us. Despite all in us, our sinful nature, all that is wrong with us, yet you want to cleanse us. You want to prepare us for your kingdom, and in order to restore justice, you have won the victory already. We praise you forever. Amen.